defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. Biafra, we have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour, coming to you from here in Bristol, in Virginia, Eastern United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here presenting Radio Biafra today on the 17th July in the year of our Lord 2013. It's just gone slightly 2 minutes past 2 p.m. here in the afternoon in Bristol. That's Bristol in England as well, but this is Bristol in Virginia, United States. Thank you very much, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. You can get Radio Biafra via any of the following websites. It's www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us also at peopleofbiafra.org. That is peopleofbiafra.org. You can also get us via belierhumanrights.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you're having difficulties, please also refer to the information contained not only on the website but also on the Facebook page. We encourage people to join us on Facebook. All you need to do is to go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, ask to join the group, and then also add your friends. We have very robust debate, very lively one, all good-natured. No one is fighting each other. We want to get the best ideas, the best people to represent our interests, because Biafra is a sacred calling. Once again, thank you very much for joining us wherever you are on this planet. This is the second day of our broadcast from Bristol in Virginia, Eastern United States. We'll be returning back to London in the coming days and hopefully to commence preparations for our broadcast to come from South Africa. It's been very great, all the people that have hosted Radio Biafra, especially those in Atlanta, those in Corpus Christi, those in Dallas-Fort Worth area, those in Houston, those in San Francisco, those in Los Angeles, and our people in Chicago, the wonderful people, Ekwenche in Chicago, and also our people in Toronto in Canada, the Ezuma family, Mr. and Mrs. Ezuma, for the wonderful work they did, and also for the work that our dear brother, the veteran Obunnaya Okoroji, did in hosting Radio Biafra. That it was fantastic. We came in here, we are with some people who are working all the time. We can't blame them. They came in because our arrangements around New York fell through. It didn't quite work as we had intended. So at the very last minute, people provided Radio Biafra accommodation in Bristol, Virginia. And that's why we are here. I have with me in the studio today to assist in the presentation of this program, our dear sister, Chidera Kabu. Please, can you say hello to them so we can proceed, please?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to this initial segment of the broadcast from here, Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you very much. Today we'll be presenting two live sessions. The first one is now. The second one will come around 12 midnight, which is 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia. The second one is coming 7 p.m. We couldn't bring it yesterday because I was very, very tired, extremely tired yesterday. I thank all of you for your good wishes, for your wonderful messages. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. And when we say truth and honesty, we mean in truth and honesty. We are not relenting. We are not going to go back on our promise. We are not going to shake from where we are standing. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender, because this is Biafra. We are not going anywhere. It was our home before the white people came. It is also going to be our home once Nigeria is gone. We are not going to go back. We are going to do everything humanly possible, everything humanly possible, to make sure that Biafra comes, and we are asking everybody to join us in that process. And please, if you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra. The number to call, as always, please, Chidera, is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Yes, or you can also join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra on Skype, and you're with us. And then when you call us, we take your call. If we miss your call for any reason, we shall endeavor to come back to you. Uchemefo said yesterday that the Viber is working. Yes, it is working, but it is not picking and sustaining calls the way we want it to. So we will not be using the Viber line today. We are asking you to either call us on the phone or you get to us via Skype, please. After the news headlines, we'll go into the brief analysis, and then after that, we should be able to start taking your calls. That this is Radio Biafra. It is an open platform. It is your radio station. If we have said anything at all that you disagree with, if we have said anything at all you think is not factually correct or you take offense to, please, Chidera, give them the number once again for them to call to either correct us live on air or to be able to debate us. And perhaps we can learn from our mistakes, please. What's the number again?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Or you can add Radio Biafra to your Skype account, your contact list. That way, you should be able to get through to us. We don't censor any calls. You're free to say anything that is on your mind. You can say whatever you want to say, be it good, be it bad, be it indifferent. We are here to try and learn. If you feel that we have been unjustly critical of any person, because we don't attack people, we criticize them, the same way that Radio Biafra takes criticism in very good faith, please come and tell us. Some people think that we are pontificating, which is a very good thing. If you know of anything wrong that myself or any member of the editorial board has done, either to jeopardize or to compromise the mission of Biafra, please come on air and say it openly. Do not inbox us. Do not write to us privately. Come on the air and say it. If there is anything you know or you think we have done wrong and you have your proof and your evidence, please come on the air and tell us, because we don't want to be preaching sanctity. We don't want to be preaching righteousness, and ourselves, we are filled with deceit. We are filled with unrighteousness, and we are filled with sin. Because of that, please, if you know anything we may have done wrong, please come and tell us. Because on that, we are standing to assert, to claim that Radio Biafra is whiter than snow. It is incorruptible. It cannot be corrupted. We castigate everybody that is worthy to be castigated, from the top to down, because nobody, none of them supports Radio Biafra. We get our sponsorship and our support from you, the listening public, you, the genuine people of Biafra. Some of you will be mentioning your first names today, not your names in its entirety. For some of you that have contributed to Radio Biafra, we'll be mentioning your names in a very short while. We are grateful to you because you are supporting your own radio station. Radio Biafra belongs to the Biafran people. It belongs to all the people who are ensuring that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. To you does the glory belong to. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to the editorial body. It belongs to you, because you are the ones making Radio Biafra possible. Radio Biafra is not here to massage people's ego, to make them feel wonderful, to make them feel fine. No, that is not what we are here for. We are here to make things possible for our people. And for that reason, this broadcast you're receiving today was made possible by people like Eliezer. People also like Maureen Ezechukwu, our dear sister. By us, DK, as usual, by Samuel, by John, by Nennaya, our dear sister, she knows her own surname, and all the other people that have made things possible for us. We are also remembering all the people who have contributed in one way or the other, or maybe sent us donation through Western Union or money transfer. We are grateful to all of you. We welcome you. There is somebody calling on the phone, please, and a few people on Skype as well. We are asking you to please wait. This is your radio station. You get time to speak today, if not on this segment, and then definitely on the other one. Please, we are also looking to start programming in each of the areas we have visited. We want to start running another 2-hour US special every blessed day once Radio Biafra returns to London. We are also going to do the same with Canada. We are going to do the same with Malaysia. We are also going to do the same thing with the whole of continental Europe. If the Italians are ready, we can start with them. If the Swedish people are ready, Ngozi Madu and the husband and all the rest of them, we can also start with them. If those of you in Belgium are ready, then that is fine. But we also know that there is a veteran of ours in Holland and a few other people looking to host Radio Biafra in the coming days and weeks. So in all these places, we are asking you to commission a program as quickly as possible, so that the world can also hear the perspectives and the views of our people from all these countries, because Radio Biafra is yours. Very soon, we are returning to Biafra land. As soon as we install our transmitter, we are going to Biafra land. We'll be there broadcasting to the entire humanity, because that is where we come from. From there, we'll be able to drive away all the workers of iniquity. In the name of John Ali, what's going on? We are going home to reclaim what rightfully belongs to us, what the devil and Lucifer has given to people to play with. Our lives, our future, our hopes, our aspirations has been given to merchants of doom. We are going to reclaim it from them. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. But we are also apologizing that we did tell you that our app will be launched today. It didn't come through. We are holding the people doing it for us responsible. A few things they wanted, they changed at last minute. That is why we're not bringing it to you today. We do apologize. Here is Radio Biafra. Our app is coming. And when it does come, you will know that it's worth the wait. So that is where all our efforts are going. That is where all the funding that we are receiving is going as well. Not only to sustain Radio Biafra, but to fund the other landmark projects that we have as well. When we launch our app, what it means is that in every smartphone that you have, be it Android, be it BlackBerry, be it an iPhone, an iPad, anything you have that is a smartphone, you should be able to download Radio Biafra app on it and have Radio Biafra keep you company 24 hours every blessed day. We know what we are doing. Our enemies are afraid and they better run before we get home because a lot is going to happen. Please, Chidera, give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary, please, so we can go to take the important calls from our people, please.
The news headlines. EU, USA and UN may sanction Nigeria for al-Bashir's visit. Four northern governors visit Amaechi. We're also reporting that Biafra Nigerian Civil War bombs were recovered by police in Imo. Also that Professor Abdullahi said Nigeria is descending into anarchy. Arewa North must produce president in 2015. And lastly, Senate rejects single term and LG autonomy. The news in detail. Nigeria may be sanctioned by the United Nations for the visit of the Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to the country. The International Criminal Court, The Hague, said on Tuesday that it might report Nigeria to the UN Security Council for possible sanction over its failure to arrest al-Bashir during his visit to the country. This came even as the European Union maintained on Tuesday that UN members, including Nigeria, a state which is a party to Rome Statute, should abide by and implement the UN resolutions. There was commotion again in Rivers State as thousands of youths believed to be loyal to the Minister of State for Education, Mr. Nyesom Wike, on Tuesday reportedly threw stones and other objects at the convoy of the River State Governor, Mr. Rotimi Amaechi, at the Port Harcourt International Airport, Omagwa. Vehicles in the convoy were conveying four northern governors, Sule Lamido Jigawa State, Murtala Nyako of Adamawa, Babangida Aliyu of Niger, and Rabiu Papas Pankpaso of Kano, who were on a solidarity visit to Amaechi. A bus in which some commissioners in the state were seated in was said to have had its windscreen smashed by the protesters. Imo State Police Command yesterday recovered more civil war bombs, rocket launchers, and other active explosive devices buried during the Nigerian Biafra War in five local council areas of the state. The recovered explosives include old wartime ammunition from an old military trench in Okigwe local government area, five primed improvised explosive, yes, devices, IED, found in Ezinihite Mbise local government area, 10 live wartime military bombs recovered at Obako in Mbitoli local government area, 6 live wartime military bombs recovered at a building site at Ohuba in Ohanjebema local government area, and improvised explosive device IED found at Okigwe Axis. Others include 4 IEDs and 1 rocket launcher recovered by Imo Command SIB, 5 electromagnetic old wartime bombs, and 6 handheld grenades recovered from a road construction site in Olu, old wartime military bombs and 2 exploration bullets found in Egbema in Ohanjebema local government area, 4 primed IEDs and 1 handheld grenade recovered from a vehicle abandoned by armed robbers along Okigwe Road, Owerri, and bags of gunpowder. Addressing newsmen at the police command headquarters in Owerri, the Commissioner of Police, Mohammed Katsina, said the recoveries were in continuation of the onslaught on crime and criminals in the state, adding that the explosives were recovered by his Operation Sweep, formed to cleanse the entire state of deadly explosives. The North said on Tuesday that the role being played by wife of President Goodluck Jonathan, Patience, and the abuse of the rule of law in River State showed that the country was sliding into anarchy and lawlessness. A coalition of northern groups, which included the Arewa Consultative Forum, the Northern Elders Forum, the Code Group, the Arewa Reawakening Forum, the Northern Union, and the Arewa Research and Development Project, made the declaration at a press conference in Kaduna. Spokesman for the NEF, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke on behalf of the coalition at a joint press conference, insisted that the hands of the presidency were clearly visible in the River State saga that appears to draw inspiration from the ambition of President Goodluck Jonathan to stay in power in 2015. Six northern organizations, including the Arewa Consultative Forum and the Northern Elders Forum, on Tuesday insisted that the North must produce the nation's president in 2015. The ACF, the NEF, Arewa Real Awakening Forum, Arewa Research and Development Project, Northern Union, and the Code Group said at a news conference in Kaduna that an existing agreement that the presidency should return to the region must be strictly followed. NEF spokesman and former advisor on food security to ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke for the groups, warned that if parties to the pact failed to adhere to it, the North would use its numerical strength to ensure that power returns to it in 2015. The Senate yesterday rejected the proposed 6-year single tenure for elected presidents and governors as the lawmakers overwhelmingly voted against it. The single tenure proposal was shut down with a vote of 86 to 14 and one abstinence. Interestingly, the Senate yesterday recorded the highest number of attendance in recent times with 101 members present.
Thank you very much for that. That's the news. Very detailed. Very, very detailed. And we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Thank you, Kidara, for that news. A few glitches here and there. Also, this car that is parked outside that keeps blaring all the time. As continuation to the news we brought you yesterday, that the EU now, USA and the United Nations are planning to sanction Nigeria for not arresting al-Bashir, who is the killer of men, women and children in the Darfur region. We are reporting that the EU, the USA and the UN may sanction Nigeria for al-Bashir's visit. The International Criminal Court, The Hague, said this on Tuesday that it might report Nigeria to the UN Security Council for possible sanction over its failure to arrest al-Bashir during his visit to the country. This came even as the European Union maintained that the UN member states, including Nigeria, a state which is a party to the Rome Statute, should abide by and implement the UN resolution. The same way that Bashir is being hunted from place to place is how we want Gowon to be hunted. Is how we want Obasanjo to be hunted. If we had done what we were supposed to do after the war, by this time, Obasanjo should not and couldn't have been the civilian head of state in that useless zoological republic. Gowon should have been in prison or dead by now, if possible. Awolowo should have been tried before he died. Instead, we chose the very easy option. Instead, we chose the path of reconciliation that never existed in the first place. And now, other people are teaching us, are showing us how it is done. Other people are showing us how we should, as a people, be able to go and get those who committed crimes against us. That is what we are reporting today. We are also telling you that the North is at it again. Their well-oiled divide-and-rule machinery is at work. If our listeners can recall, a while back, we were castigating our people, our elders, for accepting money from the North. Then the Arewa Consultative Forum sent their entire executive to come and see our so-called political leaders at Enugu. Ohanaezendi will welcome them by saying Baraka Desala in a banner in Enugu. At the height of Boko Haram killing our people, they came to tell us to keep calm. They came to tell us to allow our dead bodies to be buried in the North. The stupid people that make up Ohanaeze accepted it. And today, where are we? They are still killing us. Even as the Daily Telegraph is reporting in London, even Daily Telegraph in London have now recognized that there is a problem going on in that zoological republic. That there is a problem in Nigeria. That we have to try and extricate ourselves from the problem that is Nigeria, and the sooner we do that, the better for everybody. We are also reporting today that there were some bombs discovered in Imo State. This is according to the Imo State Police Command, who said they recovered more civil war bombs. It wasn't a civil war. It was a war of attrition, a war of annihilation, a genocidal war presided over by Gowon, executed by Awolowo, an alliance between Yoruba and Hausa people to exterminate our people from the face of the earth. That wasn't possible because there was too many of us to kill. They managed to kill 3.5 million and we survived it to this very day, to remind the world that Biafra, as Uchemefa would say, is a stain on the conscience of humanity. We want to make our case a high-profile one, the same way that al-Bashir is running. That is how we want to go on, and all the other people to be running as well. We are also reporting today that the North said on Tuesday that the role being played by the wife of Goodluck Jonathan Patience and the abuse of the rule of law in River State showed that the country was sliding into anarchy and lawlessness, because the northern governors, as usual, went to a man called Chibi Kerotimi Ameji, an Igbo man who is behaving like, more or less like Ohanaeze, giving away River State to Hausa people. This man, who is the governor of River State, is entertaining four governors from the north. The north knows that River State, Ikure itself, is our axis of weakness, and they are trying to exploit it. They are using Rotimi Amaechi to do the devil's work. Rotimi Amaechi has aligned himself with the camp in the north to try to perpetuate the rule of the northerners over we Biafrans. We are asking the governor of River State to desist from what he's doing, to desist from getting these people to come in. That was the same flank that Ken Sarawiwa led our enemies into during the war. He should not allow history to repeat itself. We are saying that Professor Anga Abdullahi, they are threatening that the crisis in River State is a sad reminder of our experience in the Western Nigeria crisis of 1963. What the Hausas are cleverly doing, these people are too clever. What they are trying to do is to use Rotimi Amaechi. If you are related to Rotimi Amaechi, if you know him, they are trying to use him to engineer a crisis so there will be a coup d'etat in Nigeria. That's what they're trying to do. They are trying to use Rotimi Amaechi to say that as the Western Front was ungovernable in 1963 due to the work of Awolowo, they are trying to say that the same thing will happen in River State should Amaechi continue his war of attrition with Goodluck Jonathan. They are even threatening that they will take the presidency by force. The alarming desperation of the politicians to maneuver themselves into vantage position for electoral contest of 2015 is the major threat to the elections themselves and ultimately the democratic process. The clumsy and embarrassing conduct and fallout of the election of the Nigeria Governors Forum, the engineered crisis in the ruling party, the role of the spouse of the president, for the very first time, the wife of a sitting president in Nigeria is being mentioned in the public and her role questioned. This is being done by Hausa people, and they are using the governor of River State, Rotimi Amaechi, to do this. Ikwere people must call Rotimi Amaechi to order, or else the Hausas will use him as a weak link, as a flank, to come in to destabilize that part of the world. The Arewa youths in the north are also saying that they must produce the president in 2015. They are insisting the ACF, the NEF, Arewa Reawakening Forum, Arewa Research and Development Project, Northern Union, and the people that are calling the Code Group said at a news conference in Kaduna that an existing agreement that the presidencies should return to the region must be strictly followed. NEF spokesman and former advisor on food security to ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke for the groups, warned that if parties to the pact fail to adhere to it, the North will use its numerical strength to ensure that power returns to it in 2015. This is what somebody who claims is a Nigerian is doing. This particular message is directed to the Igbo people living here in the United States. It is directed to those who are deaf at hearing, those who are still sleeping, those who are docile. Of course, you're making your life in the USA, so it doesn't really bother you. You are living in Europe, you're living in Asia. What is happening back home doesn't bother you. But as we said, day to year, day to year, when Radio Biafra is on the air, go and get a piece of paper and pen and write it down. If we don't do anything, there will be no home for you to go to. Without Radio Biafra and what Radio Biafra is doing, there will be no home for any of you. Alibo, Alibo, you will be a story you will tell your children. They will pass on to their children. They will pass on to their children. Igbo land will turn into a folk story that will be retold and retold many times over. The North is threatening war. What are we doing? Some people are still talking about one Nigeria as if they are brain dead. People are talking about one Nigeria as if they didn't go to school. This is the North warning you. They are fermenting trouble in River State. They are using Rotimi and Meiti to create problem on that very axis. The same Ikwere people that some of them, not all of them we must say, that was a disgrace by allowing Ken Sarawiwa to lead Nigerian troops through Port Harcourt during the war. The same nonsense is happening in peacetime. They are now coming to Rotimi and Meiti to open a way for them to try and take our people over, to make sure that the dream of Biafra will not come about. It's not about Goodluck Jonathan that they're doing this thing for. They want to make sure that the people of River State will not again join Biafra. That is what the Hausas are doing, and Governor Rotimi and Meiti is helping them. We want the good people of River State, especially those of them in Ikwere, to rise to this challenge, to make sure that the governor is called to order, and the sooner this happens, the better for everybody. We are also telling you today that the Senate, if at all there's anything called the Nigerian Senate, they are saying that they're rejecting a single-term presidency because the North doesn't want it, and also local government autonomy because they too do not want it. The Northern people decide what happens in Nigeria. Hausa, Fulani people are the owners of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Their head is the Sultan of Sokoto. They decide what happens in the country. They decide who lives and who dies. They decide who governs the country. They decide who even your governors are. That was why they managed to impose all the imbeciles calling themselves governors in Igbo land. That when they come outside, our people are running all over the place, falling over themselves to go and entertain them. These are our main headlines today and our accompanying news and summary. If you have any views, any opinions on this, please do not hesitate to call us. Please, the number to call once again is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And as our people may recall, yesterday we were dealing with this very issue, the issue of what Masop did with AIYO, Association of Igbo Youths. We are reporting again today that there has been a breaking story today, as a matter of fact. What is happening is that not one person was killed. The number of people killed in the nonsense, in the fracas between Masop and AIYO, when Masop attacked a group of Igbo youths, they killed four of them. That is what happened. They killed four Igbo Association youths. They have not killed any Boko Haram member. The reason why we are going on about this all the time is to drive away evil. The reason why we are mentioning this all the time is so that our people will know that evil is bad and must do something about it. This was a story posted by a follower of Radio Biafra on Facebook, which is confirmed. It's a breaking story. It is confirmed that this is by Okechukwu Obeta, that facts have begun to emerge on the alleged attack on members of the Association of Igbo Youth Organization last Sunday by members of the Movement for the Actualization of Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOB. AIYO, this Association of Igbo Youth Organization leader in Anambra State, is somebody by the name of Comrade Chukwuemeka Oga. He told newsmen in Onitsha yesterday that MASOB members killed four. Unungakwantio, Masop killed four people in broad daylight. Wumunna in Igbo land. Waro. Nsoala. Abomination. They killed four of their members and injured five others during the invasion of their camps with guns and other dangerous weapons. Masop has never invaded the camps of cattle rearers raping our women at Enugu. They have not attacked Boko Haram. They have not taken down any mosques or place of worship for Hausa people in Igbo land, but they found the strength and the energy to go and attack AIYO. They have not killed anybody against Igbo people, but they are hell-bent on killing Igbo people who are agitating for the freedom of their own land. When we told people in 2009 that MASOP was compromised, people did not listen. People must know that if you don't stop this problem now, it will continue and get worse. This same thing happened with kidnapping. This same thing happened with governors looting the treasury. This same thing happened when we warned our people that the education system was going down the pan. Nobody listened. Look at how we are today. We are reporting today a news given by being reported in other media sources. The names, Makadega Mama, we must read out the names of those that died. For the avoidance of doubt, we must read out the names of the people killed by Wazirika and Masop. These are Igbo people on Igbo soil, which is an abomination. And they claim they are fighting for us. The names of those they killed are Chimezie Duru, Samuel Dike, Emeka Frayo, and one other man. They said his name, his nickname is Dragon. He alleged that Masop members launched the attack against them because they were gaining massive popularity and acceptability in Iboland. This is exactly what Masop does. When they feel that you are getting somewhere ahead in the consciousness of our people, they come and they begin to attack you. They pay Yoruba newspapers to start writing nonsense about you, which cannot be substantiated. People say, oh, they are fighting. No, we are not. We are cleansing our land. These are the people stopping us from getting Biafra. Not Hausa people, not Yoruba people. It is Masop and the corrupt leadership in Iboland that is stopping us because they have sold themselves to the devil. Their soul has been given to the devil for a pot of gold. They have sold the consciousness of the freedom for Biafra, for oil block. They have sold it for money. That is what is happening. That is why they cannot attack the Northerners. They cannot attack Hausa interests. They cannot attack Islamic interests. But they can find time to kill their own fellow Igbo people. What type of freedom fighter is that? Masop last Sunday morning allegedly swooped on AIYO camp located at City Biscuit Road at Old Motor Park. Sorry, at Old Motor Car Spare Parts Market, Ugwaba layout, Obosi, near Onitsha. Masop claimed he took the action. This is what Masop is saying. Before they said they got report. How they lie. How an organization that is claiming to represent the people can be lying is beyond me. Before they were lying that they were kidnappers, they got report from the public that this is what Masop is now claiming. They say one thing in the morning, in the evening is another thing. They are saying that they took the action to avenge an earlier attack on its members on July 7 by AIYO members. This tit for tat attacks has been happening in Igbo land. It has been happening. And our people has kept quiet all along. Masop Region 4 Director for Special Duties and Information, Anyanwu JC, stated that his group also, this is Anyanwu now speaking, he is the Masop Director in Onitsha Region. He is now saying that his group also invaded the AIYO office to rescue some kidnapped victims held hostage inside their deadly camp. Anyanwu, however, claimed that the only one AIYO member died during the raid and said that the intervention of soldiers, now you have Nigerian soldiers, policemen, and naval officers coming to stop Masop from attacking fellow Igbo people. And this is what we are doing about, this is freedom fighting Igbo style. It's disgraceful. Is unpardonable, is unforgivable. Anybody, if your brother, your sister, anybody you know is in Masop, then you must tell them that they are the problem that we are suffering, that they are the people stopping us from getting Biafra, that their treachery and their criminality will not be forgiven by the people. They may think that they are unstoppable now because they have the weight of the Hausa people supporting them. They have the full weight of Goodluck Jonathan behind them. But please tell them, tell everybody who is in Masop, tell the people who are going about killing other Igbo people that the day of reckoning is coming, because we know that darkness can never overcome light. We are not going to take what Masop is doing lightly at all. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news we are presenting, and that is our news analysis. Please, if you have anything to say, what is the number to call again, please?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And the day today is the 17th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. The time now I've just gone is now 23 minutes to 3 p.m. in the afternoon here in Bristol in Virginia. I've been to so many places, I'm beginning to lose track of it. The lines are now open. You may call Radio Biafra with your views. You may let us know what you're thinking. You can bring our attention to anything we are not covering, anything we have failed to report, and please let us know. Let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Suchena Okabu. I'm calling from Philippines.
You're calling from the Philippines?
Yes, I'm calling from the Philippines. Namding, one name mado.
Yes, go ahead.
Dalo rinne dalo. I just want to say thank you very much for this education, because here in the Philippines, even my Filipino friends, we all gather by this time. It's just around 2 a.m. in the morning.
Wow, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it is going to 3 a.m. But we all are here. We are having our pens and papers. This is like another new advanced history class for us.
Yes.
But especially for me.
Yes.
Especially for me. I really want to thank you for that. But based on what the reports of today, I just want to say this. You don't need any explanation to anybody.
Yes, I'm listening.
You don't need to explain to any Igbo person why Masov is a threat to our freedom. Because me and Abogiha from Philippines, I was once a Masov member. Why did I leave Masov? It's because Ina Agwaha, the principles against you. And my father is a soldier. My father retired from the Biafran soldier. His uniform and everything they buy. The Biafran war and the things that happen, Abrohen Mfunafim, what I call Makol, it is a hand given details from my father who served the Juku. And when I with myself, when I will just, they will always tell you, contribute. And I keep on asking them, what am I contributing for? Am I contributing to be free, or am I contributing for what? What am I contributing? But the thing that made me to leave myself was this. When they asked us they sent us a form for you to fill in what your talent is all about. And me, I studied in the UK also, and ammunition and robotics. And currently, I'm also studying aeronautical engineering.
My God.
Yes.
So,
I say, let them put you into good use. Because what do you mean? You are talking about. Sorry, I mix Igbo and English because.
Go ahead.
So once in a while I speak Igbo while speaking English.
Go ahead, please.
So,
go ahead.
My anger with myself is this. Just as you rightly said, you are saying that you are freedom fighters. Why not bring the Anambra governor to justice?
Exactly.
I am from Anambra State. I am from Ogidi, and I was not born abroad. I was born right in the home. I never grew up abroad. I grew up at home. So when you know anything about Anambra, the place you are talking about is Ugwabo Obosi, very close to Don Bosco Youth Technical College.
That's correct.
And very close to MIT.
Yes.
I know the place very well. I grew up there. So how matter na how many are made good? Let them bring that man to justice. This thing is never an Igbo hard affair. The turn blind eye. Oh, yes, CJ Bunye Bojacho one one also hagib. Half road threatening wars, my gun.
Exactly. They have not pursued Hausa people.
We have a war. We have a war ahead in 2014 and 2015. What is their preparation? If they are so-called soldiers or so-called warriors of Biafra, what are they doing ahead of that threat?
It's unbelievable.
They are very stupid people. I'm sorry that I was once one of them. And till today, I'm still saying it. Even on Facebook, I tell them, I do not accept Masov. Huh?
It's terrible.
I am here in the Philippines for a reason. The reason why I came to the Philippines, my dad just said, don't say about it, because if you say about it, I went for a Nigerian talent hunt in Kaduna. In that talent hunt, Emil, I'm not going to.
Is this singing competition?
Not singing competition, never. Singing competition, never. I'm just leaking some information that are very, very, very tight, and that is why I'm also here. But I'm not going to leak it so much because my own security is also at risk. A man, a Nigerian, a host. Do you know that Nigeria hosts what we call military? Do you know that Nigeria hosts what we call military talents?
Yes.
Military talents, in the sense that people coming from the east, from the Biafran land, happens to rank high. When I mean ranking high, I'm talking about ammunition. I'm talking about pure military weaponry. Mm-hmm. That place, ordinary between this bridge. Once you leave Lokoja, heading to Abuja, the camp, you know, between that place, before Abuja. I'm not going to disclose the place. For complete weeks, I know there, bringing out formulas, bringing out ideas of things that we can build. And at the end, Kenya Gwalamua, Kenya Gwalamua is just to do what? To submit it in an Hausa name.
What's
that, Chacha?
What? They told you to an Igbo person to submit something in Hausa.
Submit my knowledge that I have in an Hausa name. It's not a lie. I'm not going to do it. Can't see where I'm going to be Igbo.
Incredible.
I am here does not mean that I cannot go home. What I'm just trying to tell them, that man they claim when they are threatened that now if power doesn't go to the north in 2015, that is, let power not go. I'm very sick and tired of most of the times on Facebook now, 1980 and 1990. Huh? You have no one them open otwadi munobi. You don't need to be repeating that issues. You don't need to. When you say something, just go ahead. You are educating people like us. For more, 2 o'clock behind Ako here, 2 o'clock in the morning. I am still up trying to educate myself the more. You don't need to be repeating those kind of things. They are all stupid people. If you don't want to listen, let them shut up their radios. Yeah? Why should we be speaking about myself issues? They are idiots. Stupid kind of set of people. I'm not going to on Facebook. They are even shameful that they are writing such a thing. I was there in Port Harcourt when Ojukwu was invited to speak to the people there. You know, Ojukwu Gwaranabu, good morning. And he sat down. I was working in Port Harcourt then. In Prime Industries. Ojukwu just said to the people there, good morning, and he sat down. He didn't say anything anymore. And now again, it's about to repeat itself.
It's about to.
One name, I'm just telling you the truth. Hasna walk a hacho. I will come home and I will show them what I have learned so far. Anyway, Hasi we choya. In this time, we are not going to fight with human beings. We're going to fight with robots. If Biafra could hold them for 3 years. Without knowledge, I was a kita Igbola. I go Malin here. Malin technology to hire back nonsense.
Exactly. We'll show them. They don't know.
Let them. Let them say the hatch of war. I will come home personally. All I need is just a workshop. I need one. We couldn't just go to look. Just a little workshop. Welding machine and other machineries, and I will show Nigeria one thing they never learned before. I have taken enough of this.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. People underestimate us. I keep telling our people. I tell my parents. I tell them. Do not be afraid of what is going to happen. Before, you had Radio Biafra, the original. We had Voice of Biafra, we had Radio Biafra. It was broadcasting mobile from one village to the other. Now we have Radio Biafra that can broadcast from anywhere in the world. If you put us in Antarctica, we'll broadcast from there. If you put us in Sahara Desert, we'll broadcast from there. What we can do now technologically, Hausa people cannot begin to fathom it. Our people don't know. The Igbo people in America don't know what we're capable of. It's because we're asking them for a transmitter. They don't. They think, oh, maybe. They are in for a shock. By the time we finish with them, we said it, Nigeria will beg us to go. But we want our people to know. The reason why we talk about mass up all the time is this. As in honor, them maka ajubu chemano pupu no gutupu arawaya. is to warn our people of what is to come. To warn parents now to tell their children to remove themselves from Masop, because Masop has been compromised. They cannot do anything. If you go back home and you're pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty, they will attack you. That's what they do. And we are telling our people, what? Let them not be my surprised brother, to what is to come. Yes.
Because I've been following you people on Radio Biafra since I discovered you people last year. And I have not, even when I go to school or when I sleep overnight because of studies, when I wake up, I download your podcast to listen to. I don't miss a day. That's why I'm just saying, in half of my history class, nobody should make my history teachers and lessons to be repeating itself. I want to move on. And that is what Biafra is all about. Biafra continues to move on. She cannot be going back. Any drawing in a repeated things. But one thing in Chaiwun is this. I am just using this media to any Biafran youth in this world, Nondo, no under Quetal for this freedom. Let us come together and put our knowledge together. Ndebu electrical engineers, let us come together. Ndebu mechanical engineers, let us come together. Like Mua, I have more than 3 DSCs right now, and I'm going for masters. MM robotics and cybernetics, MM ammunitions, MM aviation, MM cybernations. I'm just looking for my brothers here in the Philippines. Let us rally together and start doing something here in the Philippines. At least I have one month or once. I am a student. I am a student currently right now, and I know what my people are suffering just to put me through here. I know how risky it is for me to stay here, but I don't give a shit. I don't give a damn, because my son gets to Achomkoto in the land where my father once knew. I don't want him to grow up in a foreign land.
Yes, yeah, so we are not going
I want
to
my son to grow up in a foreign land.
My brother, we are not going to say very much. All I have to say to you is that you come out of Philippines and perhaps come to other places where you fine-tune your skills. We are going to confront Nigeria. We want our people to understand this. When we go back to what we used to say, or what I say, it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. And anybody who is on our land, anybody who is there, we will take them with us. Everything will be destroyed. I swear to God in heaven, everything that exists on our land will perish. Nobody will exist in that place.
The only thing I need from Radio Biafra London is when the date is arriving, just to see Mecca Malo. If I will not come home because of O2 security reasons this way, I will look for a way to be supplying my Biafran brothers and sisters the technology handy. Because, in short, my friends are just speaking. Okay, let me just give way for those people who will call. But you need no explanation to anybody. You don't have no explanation. One them mother. You don't have no explanation. Keep on saying the truth. Go straight. Don't go back. Don't repeat yourself. Let him understand you in one word. As a word is enough for the wise. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Let us go to the phone to take this call. That was very, very exciting. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Nnamdi Okechukwu from London.
Okechukwu, yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia, in the eastern part of the United States. Go ahead.
Yes, Nnamdi, today I'm going to see any boy because we've been a boy, my boy, that no, because you were only broadcast Radio Biafra since few days now, and since then, I'm a man now, boss on from Radio Biafra because on the butremo, but I'm banning Radio Biafra last time in on Toronto.
Yes.
The elderly man was saying about how the Hausas raped our women, yes, and then they did what they did in front of the man himself, and everybody heard that in an open radio. So when the man was saying that, so I hope every Biafrans heard that. And now we come up again with this kind of news today, and all these things going on there. Wazirike. Somebody called you the other day and telling you that somebody yesterday or the day before yesterday that we need to kill Wazirike, and you were saying that no, we don't share blood, but blood is sharing back home. What I'm saying by, you know, anger now, and mwa oneme nwe iwe eziokwu apụta asị a na-aga okwu n'anya 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 ihe erugo anyị amazikwaghị ndewunde n'ala Igbo ahụ. The only time anyị ga-eji fish ndewunde eziokwu n'ala Igbo ebe ahụ ụkwa na anyị bekwara na okwotesi bụ na that transmitter, then that is the only way we can resurrect the ones that are, you know, that are bound with us. If not, we in abroad here, we don't know who is who anymore. Time eruwe go onwe onye na-alawazi ya ọwụrụ biki ga were biki anyị ji agbagbu mmadụ iru ebe ahụ onye nere anya ma ọ dịghị mma ịgbagbuo ya. Ọkwa ha chọrọ ka ekpochapụ ebe ahụ, anyị ekpochapụzie the land. Unu emela ka mmadụ nwụọ n'ebe a na ọ na-egere dị obi afara ya. Wazirike need to be killed, even his mother and his father, ndị nọ ndụ ikwu na ibe ya a na-agụrụ ha n'ofu ka a gwa ndị mmadụ ka a chọwa ha ebe ha nọ. Ọ bụrụ na nọọtụ ebe ahụ a na-achọ ha, gụrụwa ndị ahụ ebe ha nọcha, bikọsụ ndị emerụọ na mmadụ ahụ, ha egbukela anyị. Ọ mgbe gị wabatara anwụrụ gị tọgbuo, then gị before gasị m na before e releasezie ishia ize blood n'ala Igbo, maybe Igbo ana gbuwe mmadụ nke egbugo everywhere na a na-egbu, ma n'usokwu awụghị ndị mmadụ ka a na-egbu. Aya mụra dị hia men Wazuru Ike ndị a niile ka ha mara dat na enwe ndebu ha n'obi. Even if ha wipe godiri ala Igbo ugbu a, gụọ ya ofu aha ha na-achọrọ ego ya, gụọ nye ya aha ha chọrọ inye ya, no problem. But anywhere in this surface, even in Britain here, anywhere, ọgụ a ga na-agụrụ ndị agụrụ one by one. Anyị egbuwezie onwe anyị, hapụzie ndị Hausa ebe ahụ, ha werezie merezie their rug, machiwazie ụkwụ that land. But ndị nke anyị wa ma aha ha mara ha na ha wụ ndị Igbo, anyị achọwa ebe ha nọ gụwa ha one by one.
Okechukwu, let me ask you a question. Onye gwara gị kwuo nke bụ eziokwu, onye gwara gị afọ isii gara aga maọbụ afọ asaa gara aga na oge ga-eru mgbe ndị si na ha na-achọ Biafra, people pursuing Biafra, a time will come that those pursuing Biafra will not be killing Hausa people, will not be killing Yoruba people or Boko Haram, but killing their own people. Will you believe it? Ị ga-ekwe?
Onweghị ọhịa na ọhịa ya mere mụwa ji kpọọ n'ote a mkpọrọ ugbu a sị oke ebe ọrụ olele ote a nụnụnụ anyị achọghị igbuzi Awụsa na-ekwe ndị ji anyị n'ebe a nụnụnụ. M na-ekwu ya evri taim sị ahapụgodi ndị Awụsa na ndị Yoruba. Anyị chọrọ igwu ịkpọ ndị Yoruba ha, anyị akpọọ ha n'ụzọ ha shi na-egbu anyị, anyị akpọọ ha na midia saidi, kristianity saidi, ebe nka ndị nke anyị shi ndị nke ahụ ha ga-atụbi anyị okwute. O nweghị anything ha ga-emeli anyị, onye ha nọ na Lagos na-emegharị land owners ha nọ n'ebe ahụ na-eme na jire ndị Igbo na na-eme ihe gụrụ ha, onye ha nwere ike imeli. But onweghị ha ga-emeli about Biafra thing. Ndị ebe na-ekwu ugbu a ndị nke anyị na ha nọ n'ụlọ pete obi ha acha ma ruchas ha, ndị nke akwụcha ọdụ anyị na-ahụ anya ka m na-ekwu. Nnamdi unu aghọtabeghị ihe a na-ekwu. Ndị a nwere ndị awụkwaghị ndị Igbo, ndị a ji anyị. Ị na-ekwu na na Ebonyi steeti na ha eteki gị ofu ebe ahụ, ị maghị na ebe ishi gị nwa na agụrụ re
na-akwụ
ihe awụkwaghị ha na zachi ọchị, ihe a na okwu mkpọtọpụ anya. Onye ọbụla n'ebe ọ nọ chọwa mape nwee otu ọbụla ịma ị ga-eji kiti onwe gị, ihe ọbụla ịma ịzụrụ ị na-ejikwa gbuo mmadụ were jos na-eche onwe gị eche, bikos anyị nwa na onwe anyị adịkwa gị fri. Ndị a na-achọ anyị achọ.
Of course. Echetara m onye Awụsa gwara m kpọm na fonu gwa m in late 2009 mụ na ndị a na-agara ozi ama mbụna mgbe ha nọ Wazirike make arrangement na ndị esi na ị na-agara ozi agwara anyị that they will deliver you to us when you come. And the truth to form, that was exactly what happened. I couldn't believe my eyes na m nọ n'ihu anya m Wazirike na-akpọ the chief of SSS n'ụmụ ahịa. Ọma na mmanya na-awụ n'ọfịs ya, he told them before to come and arrest me. Ya na-akpọ ha again ịma if I've been arrested. Joya ma wokwu asị. He didn't know number MTN o ji na-akpọ the man, I know it. And I went to MTN and I asked them. They logged the call for me officially from MTN, confirming of a telephone call from Wazirike's number to this man's number. For posterity, people don't know what we have on that idiot. When the time comes, we release them one after the other.
One other thing again, please. Time a rugo. I'm making media, newspaper, this thing I want when he KG. Now this white, you know, this white man land, I know. Imagine the mid Utaigishi now launches our case in the newspaper. United States, Britain, France, all these places. No, because okay, huna Utishi man analyze in any memory today. Utaigishi, no, we put this here. Okay, me rubu ana. You, yasina you and Charega Nigeria. Hata hana chuko in yoko ha sanction. Sanction ni nika content na hata ha chori ni onye. Biafra. Uno bu ntiga agbapende mmadu. Okwa Biafra na achoge inu. Onwu ga igbu onye na achoge inu ya.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. That was our brother. Calls are coming in from everywhere. The opening caller has lit the litmus paper, as they say in science. Omunye gakwakwako. Litmus paper is burning. We like him. He's one of us. We are going to move him out of the Philippines into a place where the forces of darkness cannot get hold of him. We have people like him, plenty of them. Mbogeru, we told Nigeria, you will suffer. They will suffer. If they like, let them go and convert everybody, including my own father, God forbid. Of course, it won't happen. We are coming after them. The whole of Masop should go and join Nigerian army. We are coming after all of them. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. The name is Val. It's from London.
Yes, Val, go ahead.
Yes, Director, just to comment, you know, first I thank God, you sounding more refreshed, and the same applies to Chidera, so I thank God for that, you guys have been able to have a well-deserved rest, at least. I just want to comment on this, this news about CK and them so. All I will say to all the Afghans listening is that I feel the same way with you. Time has come for us to take some decisions about that gentleman, because we can't allow one single person to spoil where or 40 million or 50 million people want to be. So we need to use our head. As much as we are upset, we need to use our head. Because it's great, we need to be saying to the people who are openly advocating for violence that let us be able to attend our belief meetings in our local
Val, I can't hear you very well. Can you turn off the system where you are and call us back, please? It is not clear at all. It is muffled. It's not clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, a lot better now. It's a lot better, yes.
Can you hear me now, Director?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's better now. Go ahead. It's better. Go ahead.
Okay. I was saying that although most people are very upset about what's happening, you know, with regards to myself and their rascality back in our part of the world, it's important that we use our head, because Radio Biafra is known for a non-violent whatever we say. So people might turn it upside down. But we can't openly advocate for violence.
No, we are not. We can't advocate that. No, we are against. We are Igbo people. We don't shed Igbo blood on Igbo soil. We don't do that. No, go ahead. We don't do that.
Yeah. So, in addition, I just want to say that I condemn what Mossad is doing under the leadership of all of us now. We're tired of him. But we should endeavor to attend our various local meetings, so that if there is anything we plan to do in that regard, we'll be doing it because we need now to have something on the ground to ensure that we know that we are not just talking and that we mean business. is that all of you don't like us. We need to let him know that issue or one issue boy, it doesn't have 2 heads. But we can only do this when we go to a community and when we set up something and connect to everybody who be here worldwide. We will make him know. We will make him know who be here and check him and know that we are not talking just for the sake of public. You know? So we need to all visit and go to meetings of the youth. That is where we are going to sit down and have a plan as regards to the issue of the swap and leadership. And let's start advocating for any commitment that we in the end. We have to use our head. It's very important. That's just what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, if you're joining us. Chidera, what do you have to say? You wanted to say something about the first caller, is that correct?
Yes, I was very, very happy with what he said. You know, just reassuring us that we have people, and if he wouldn't mind, I would like him to text in his phone number, because I would like to contact him. Also, with the news, the Arewa people are saying that they must get the presidency back in 2015.
Yes.
Then this Igbo people that are trying, that Good Luck is trying to come back for the second time, and Amechi is also wanting to. So are they aware of that?
They should be, but let's ask this caller if they're not. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, my name is Chukwudu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Egypt.
From Egypt?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Chimande,
he's a contractor. He cannot do it. Sensible people have not been able to do. Talk less of him. He is a petty contractor on Facebook. He's a Facebook contractor. How many people are on his Facebook page? Oh, just merely over. He's a nobody.
In some most of African countries, and they make passport and they make protests. They used to kill even people. And the young man there is not saying all they make a was really get over. So we don't cut none deal. No head is a corner. I can even on America. Even can't get protest. I can't even do any bar. It's too much money. It's too greedy.
I don't know if we've lost him. That's our brother from Egypt. That goes to show that Radio Biafra is received in every country on this planet. The calls we get every day. If we start taking calls, we'll be here. As long as Radio Biafra is open, calls will be coming in. That is the joy of it. That is the beauty of it. As I keep saying, the technology we have, people don't know what it is. Nobody else has it, because God blessed us very well, including our brother who is in the Philippines. And there are some things we cannot say what we saw in the United States, done by Igbo people. If we tell people the technology we have here, when I saw it, I knew that Biafra is very, very close. What we have in this country being made by Igbo people, we don't want to announce their names. We don't want them to die, so that's why we're keeping their names quiet. We saw some things in the US being done by Igbo sons that if you see that technology, you can't even begin to fathom it. And I said to myself that when I saw that technology, I knew that God himself must be an Igbo person. I'm telling you, no other person has. Did you see it, Chidera? Didn't
yes,
you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
Incredible. Incredible what we are able to do. When we have people of this caliber, when we have people like this, our brother from the Philippines, cattle rearers are the ones controlling our destiny. How do you think God will feel when you go to heaven? God will tell you, I gave you Kenneth Dike, I gave you Professor Ninjoko, I gave you Donatus Ibenwaga, I gave you Samon Bakwe, I gave you Dr. Emma Yopara, I gave you Bono GK. What did you do with what they gave you? What will you tell him? You say, oh, I'm sorry. I was in New York working double shift. Nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening. Yes, if it's me, this is Dr. Gamba calling from London.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to contribute to the debate about myself. I'm not really happy that the discussion has turned to myself, because most of our people, although some callers, everybody's annoyed about what myself did, but it wouldn't be proper for us to castigate the organization.
Why will you not castigate the organization? Why not? Tell us why not.
Now listen, Nnamdi. It is important that we separate two things here. MASOB as an organization and the leadership. Inside MASOB, the caller from Philippines, he told you that he used to be a MASOB member, right? There is a lot of very, very prominent Biafran's arch supporters, very, very passionate about the Biafran struggle.
They have been
doing everything possible to contribute to the restoration of Biafra, but they have been misled by the leadership. So that's what I'm trying to say. It is important that we differentiate MASOB as an organization where we have a lot of our people, most of them very passionate. They have given a lot. Some of them have died. Some of them have lost, just have suffered, just like all of us are suffering all over the world in the name of Biafra. So to separate them from the leadership that have disappointed them, disappointed a lot of us, all pro-Biafran groups, all pro-Biafran individuals, activists, we were in one form or another supportive, worked with MASOB in one form or another. So we cannot, because of the error, the mistake of the top leadership, and the dismiss entirely, condemn the entire MASOB organization.
Let me address it this way. I'm sure you've read Things Fall Apart many times and the exploits of Okonkwo. I'm trying to draw what is called an inference from what is a purely fictional, but what happens in Igbo land. You know who Okonkwo was. As brave as he was, as a faithful servant to Umuofia people as he was, he committed female orchard. His gun went off accidentally and killed somebody during Ebanapomwani. And he was sent on exile for 7 years. He did not mean to kill anybody. His gun went off accidentally. It seems we have forgotten that we are Igbo people. We do not spill blood of Igbo people on Igbo soil. That is who we are. Any body belonging to a group that went out and killed Igbo people in Igbo land must be a fool. You must leave that group immediately. The same way our brother left in the Philippines. Anybody belonging to MASOB is a murderer of our people. Anybody belonging to MASOB has compromised this particular freedom we are pursuing, because they have crossed the line. They have crossed the Rubicon. To go to Igbo land and kill Igbo people, 4 of them in total, is unacceptable. To tell me that there are some good people is not enough. Evil is
there
evil.
Are a lot of them, not some. There is a lot of them, Nnamdi. Yes, I accept what you are saying, Nnamdi. I accept what you are saying. It is not acceptable. Don't get me wrong. There's no way myself or anybody will condone that. But what I'm trying to say is that, just as we were saying, we have to educate these people.
Yes,
let
we'll
them
do
understand.
Let us take this call from Bishop Okeke.
Most of them have got to realize.
Doctor, wait where you are. Let us take this call from Bishop Okeke. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
All right.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra from Bristol, Virginia in the U.S. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Well, this is Bishop Sijo Okeke, the national president of the International Prayer Organization, NIPO, and the leader of Association of Igbo Youth, Ayo.
Ayo, yes. It's a good thing you called. What can you tell the world that are listening about this particular problem with MASOB and the death of our people in Igbo land? The whole world is listening, because this is Radio Biafra live transmission to the world. Go ahead.
Well, all I want to say is that myself, what we say is a total disappointment to Ndibo. Wadrike is not really a person that Ndibo should trust. He has disappointed millions of Ndibo. And unfortunately, he alleged attack on the Igbo youth just because he's afraid, because the Igbo youth has taken over the eastern region in terms of giving protection, security to Ndibo. So he was not happy with that, and he sent his boys to come and attack us. And at the end of the day, they killed four of our boys. And as I'm talking to you now, the leaders of Ndibo, the youth, are not really happy with the attitude of the leader of MASOP, Wazirike, because we are tired of his leadership. We are tired of the way he's handling the situation within the eastern region. And we are saying the world should know that Wazirike is not a leader. Ndibo does not depend on him. It's a total failure to humanity. It's a total failure to mankind. And the world must really sanction Wazirike for killing the Igbo youth members. Thank you.
Can you tell us what actually happened? What led to the altercation? What is the problem? Where did this attack happen? Are you the leader of the Association of Igbo Youths? Are you one of... please recap again for us so we know very, very well. Please, go ahead.
Well, what really happened is that on Sunday morning, our boys, they are in the camp praying, because what we normally do in the camp is to pray for Igbo land, pray for the freedom, security of Ndibo, and at the same time getting ready for the new nation that we are expecting, that is talking about the Republic of Biafra. Now we were so surprised by Sunday morning by 8:30 a.m. we saw a group of boys with Masop flag, and they are chanting. In fact, they are carrying all kinds of weapons in their hands, saying that we have succeeded to divert the heart of Ndibo, you know, against Masop. And I remember I told them, I said, our vision is not really to fight Masop, but to ensure peace, security in the Igbo land. And before you know it, they started shooting.
We have lost him. Maybe his credit has finished or the line is gone. They started shooting. That's where he stopped. They started shooting our people. They started shooting. Incredible. Incredible. Are you still there, please? The caller on the phone, are you there?
I am here, Director.
Yes, please. Barrister Mamezu, go ahead. The line is yours. You've been listening attentively, I presume, yes?
Of course, Director. You know, I can't miss a thing on Radio Biafra.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much for your movement from Canada back to USA. Thank you once again with you and Chidera there. Now, I want to say a few things on Masop before I move into the main reason why I called. I think there should be a way to remove Ralph Wazirike, because Nigerian government cannot do anything. Bilia Human Rights can actually initiate a petition against this guy for the killings of his own people. Internationally, they can get him arraigned. Nigerian government are supporting him, therefore they won't do anything to him. Bilia Human Rights from Owerri can actually initiate a court action against Wazirike so that he will not
Barrister.
Carry on selling the names.
Barrister,
go ahead.
Please stay where you are. Bishop Okeke is back on the line. Stay where you are, please. Don't go away. Yes, Bishop, we lost the line a while ago. Can you hear me? No. Maybe his line. Please, Barrister, go ahead. His line is unstable. We'll try and get him back. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as I was saying, Wazirike can actually be singularly moved, in fact, actually tried in The Hague through the International Court. show us not to soil the names of others who are good. Just like Dr. Ekemba was saying to you, I understood what he was saying totally, and I also understood your own anger, because Uwazilika is not fighting alone. Killings of those children, of those youth, may not be probably done by Uwazilika, but by his supporters, by his followers. So it's actually difficult for you to separate Uwazilika from his followers. Director, you are right in a way, and Dr. Ekemba is also right in a way. But in order to stop this particular problem, I told you last time when I spoke with you when you are in Toronto, that Uwazilika is causing embarrassment to the Igbo people.
Yes, yes. Barrister, hold on. He's back, please. Hello, Bishop, are you there?
Yes, sorry, network has cut us off.
No problem, go ahead. You said they came to the camp and they started shooting. Go ahead.
Yes, they started shooting our boys. And we tried to make peace, but we discover already that I received instruction from the leader of MASOC to clear the Igbo youth camps and what have you. So, along the line, our boys, we lost four of our boys, you know, and we are not happy with the whole situation, but because we are people of peace, and it's not really good for we to start fighting. So we decided to resolve the matter, but unfortunately we discovered the leader of MASOC doesn't want any kind of settlement except if all of us will come back to MASOC. And we said no, it will not happen. And so we have discussed so many Igbo leaders, and they have told Uwazilika to stop this nonsense act because we are Igbos. I remember I said to him that we are first calling people before joining any association. That we are not happy with your leadership, we are not happy with the way you are killing the youth in the land. And we are saying this nonsense must stop. So you cannot drag us back to MASOC, because the leadership of MASOC is total failure to Indigo. Because we discovered, even the Uwazilika said, it's not even ready for Biafra. It's not only for Biafra, but every day he's associating with all kinds of politicians, going to Afaro, collecting money on behalf of MASOC, and at the end of the day, he tells the members of MASOC a very big lie. As I'm talking to you now, Uwazilika is warming up to campaign for Jonathan 2015, somebody who says he's agitating for Biafra Republic. So to me, it's a total failure, and you have seen that Igbo youth have discovered his atrocity, and that is why he decided to launch war on the Igbo youth. Please, we are calling on the world, the leaders of Igbo, the international community, to come and assist the Igbo youth. And we promise you that the Uwazilika agenda will no longer continue in the Eastern region. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We like that. We like what we are hearing. Thank you very much. That was Bishop CJ Okeke, who is the leader of AIYO, the fast rising Igbo youth organization in Biafra land, that Uwazilika decided to go and kill four of them. He launched an attack and killed four of them because he is working for Good Luck Jonathan. He is working for Hausa people. Hausa people are killing us and raping us. He has done nothing. Boko Haram is bombing us. He has done nothing. Now he is here trying to kill as many Igbo people as possible because he understands that his days are numbered. His time is up. If you are a MASOP, leave MASOP. If you remain there, you are a criminal and you'll be treated as such. Barrister Mamis, are you there?
I'm still here, Director. I'm still here trying to digest the information from the Bishop, who is the leader of the Igbo youth. Anyway, as I was saying, the best way to remove Uwazilika is there for Bilia Human Rights to look through that particular action, so that this guy will not carry on being an embarrassment. We are trying to bring Biafra back to its original restoration, and Uwazilika is there pulling us back through his atrocities and wickedness. But we shouldn't let this Wazirike issue dominate the finest of our campaign about the restoration of Biafra. Let me go to a different area. I will whisper this to you, Director. The Igbos, the Biafrans, we are the Israelis that we know that encamp in within the Middle East. If we have any fine or good technology, we keep it to ourselves. We don't announce it until the day that's supposed to be announced. Let's keep that as a secret. First, if we carry on saying how talented we are, your enemies will start snooping in and will start looking through. Let's keep that as a secret, and I'll advise you, Director, just keep it tight on the lead. My last point is this. The Arewa and the Northerners who are campaigning seriously and strenuously for 2015, which of course, you know my view on that, good luck wants to go ahead, let him go ahead, in order for Biafra to be restored. Something has to happen. Things has fallen apart. That's why the center cannot hold. Nigeria cannot hold anymore. From next year to the next year, 2015, that is when it will crumble. Now, my question to all the listeners are this. One, why can't the Hausas lead themselves in their own name and in their own religion? Two, why can't the Yorubas be on their own and lead themselves? These are big countries put in one name, Nigeria, that has never worked for the past 52 years. Why can't the Hausas be their own rulers, just like they rule their capitals and all the rest of it? Why can't the Yorubas be on their own and rule themselves? And why can't they let the Biafrans be, is my questions. Director, if anyone can answer me on any of these questions, I'm standing by, listening. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. We are grateful. We are grateful. Barrister, stay where you are. Stay where you are, please. We don't want to lose you. Stay where you are. Let's go back to the line and see if we have. No, we don't have anybody there. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Kachuku Ezembandande.
Yes.
I just want to contribute on what on what we are discussing about this Gaddafi was weak. And let us just cool down. Because I believe strongly that our transmitter have a strong work to do. Most of all these people, with the people from the youth, what is this youth that attacked, we are former members of Massa Border, they found out the problem, the shooting. The good conviction of that this leadership is a fraud. They decamp. They left them. So, and some people who still remain in Masop are still in the ignorance. They haven't seen the reality. So there is still something is coming to educate them. Wazirike will find himself a lot lonely and run to inside. Let our people calm down. Forget about killing. We didn't kill our brother. He killed his people, but we cannot behave cowardly like him. We cannot kill him. He will run to exile. Wazirike will leave. This is 100%. As soon as our transmitter start broadcasting out of every village in East, in Alibo, or Kada people, Danfo people, any part of Alibo, and they receive Radio Biafra. Now, we got this education, I don't want here. Believe me, no single soul will remain in Masoli. No single person will remain in Masoli. Let us know that they kill him. No, we don't kill him. Justice will take his place. We have already seen he will answer for the death of the people. We are not taking him to heck because we're supposed to take the people that kill our 3.7 million of our people to heck. Not our brother. We are taking to heck. We are not taking him to heck. We will judge him. We will put him in prison and judge him. We will flog him. Biafra government will flog him because we offended. We are not taking him to any international community. No, it's not our brother. We will take our people, but for him as our brother, rather to be them to one who have killed his brother, we treat him like our tradition demands.
Of course, This is what we do.
So everybody should know down our transmitter. Our transmitter had a lot of work to do, and I believe when it will start, you will see everybody will see the effect of a transmitter. We will not give a lot of people agitated and violent. Here, I believe Biafra is a peaceful and is a godsend.
Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Have we lost him? We have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Oh Lord, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. Your name and where you Hello. Are, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are. Your line is not clear. What is your name and where are you calling from? The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. My name is Michael Gomebunam James from Netherlands.
From Netherlands, please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this evening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for good job you have been doing and you continue to do.
Thank you.
And I say may the Lord bless you, you and your crew members.
Amen. And you too, and the whole of Biafra.
Thank you. My own contribution, let me say it this way, is that there is a lot of people in the past who have used this struggle for the Igbos to get recognition and to carve up money from the federal government. They want recognition, they want to be recognized with, they want to be dealt with in the same name. But is it not possible, or is it possible for the Igbos to come to one umbrella, work under one name? Because I read this issue on the Nigerian newspaper. They said that this Y or something, they use it to kidnap people, they use it to collect money from people, so they are robbers. And my brother, to be honest to you, in Igbo land, anything is possible in order to make wealth. So my own advice is, if it is possible for Igbos to go under one umbrella, under one accord, under yes and amen, and stand by it, nobody else can take control of Igbo land. Nobody else will stand up and say, I'm going to form a government tomorrow. Without even, you'll see pouts coming up tomorrow to say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to the newspaper, paying them money, and publishing something that even it cannot be obtainable in anywhere in the world, but it happens in Nigeria. That's my own contribution. If your organization can take it up, we all recognize you and your members as the only struggle capable of achieving results in Biafra. We all will go for it. But the rest other people, let them be disbanded and let us work with one people. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, but don't go anywhere, because I need to respond to you whilst you're still live, while your line is still live, so that our listeners will be able to understand what we are saying this evening. The reason why we went back, let us make some things very clear. So our listeners, I said I will reveal something every day as we go along. We told Owasrike to constitute what is called the same council of elders we have now with indigenous people of Biafra. He said no. He wanted power to be concentrated in the hands of one person. I reminded him that our forefathers, the people that built Igbo land, I said to him, if you go to Abagana, they control themselves. If you go to Abatete, they control themselves. If you come to here, the same thing, all over Igbo land. We don't have any king because of the people that we are. Our forefathers recognize that if you give power, absolute power, to one Igbo person, you are looking for trouble. That was why our ancestors allowed power to be held by the council of elders. So before you do anything, one or two, you know that thing they said, that two heads are better than one. Have you remembered it? You know it very well. We started it. We incorporated it. That the idea of two or three people is more important than one person. Now we have the council of elders. They can call Radio Biafra to account and we answer to them. When we answer to the council of elders, we are not just answering to His Royal Majesty Ezeozubu. We are not answering to only Ikedife. We're not answering to only Achuze. We are answering to the entire council. And they deliberate.
Yes.
And they come to a decision. That is the way our forefathers governed Ali Igbo. And there was no trouble. There was no brother kidnapping brother, sister kidnapping sister. No. This man, we cannot have anybody have wield absolute power. It's impossible. Absolute power is not synonymous with Igbo people. Not at all, not at all, not at all. Power must rest in a council. Power must rest in a group of people. That is
what don't say I'm putting words into your mouth. What I'm just saying is this. Right? Let me make it clear. Is that there is a... I read in the newspaper that there was one organization that stood up in Enugu and declared and said in how many days they are going to launch Biafra. That was in Enugu.
Yes.
That one was crushed. Nobody heard about them again. You understand?
It's a cockroach.
Then the almost again come up again. Now a lot of blood have been shed. Okay. The Igbo youth has come up again. And we don't know. You see, three people, these three organizations float tomorrow. Another person you will see an Agbero. You understand?
Yes.
Raise up the issue that he is he formed one or just name anything, just like the churches in Nigeria. They come up with one banner, this and that, and stood up and said they are doing miracle and so on and so forth. So that's exactly what these people are doing. What we are saying now, we have listened to you, we continue to listen to you, and your program is very genuine. At least for enlightening the Igbos worldwide, it is not only one particular state or one particular Asia or America or Africa, but worldwide is listening to you. The way you run your program, the way you do things, the way you collect, is anybody host me that hold me accountable if I made it there is any way or one way or the other that I have misled you or I said something and it does not correspond tomorrow. But you are clear and clean based on what we have seen so far. So my own saying is, please, dear friends who are listening, let us acknowledge and let us work towards your own organization that has Council of Elders, which has never been obtained during the time of those two, three people. So, brother, may God be with you. May God guide you. That the Lord be with Moses. As Lord be with the people, even in the wilderness, even when they were in Egypt, he will continue to be with any one of us till the struggles comes to an end. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. We are making it very clear once again to our listeners all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from a place called Bristol in Virginia on the eastern shores of the United States of America. That this is Radio Biafra, the only place where all over the world you can speak in one country and you hear your voice in another. Anything you say on this platform this very minute, this very evening, or later on in the day will reverberate all over the world. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are not happy because abomination upon abomination is taking place in our land. We are not happy because people don't understand. People say we are Igbo, Ani Wundi Igbo, we are from Efik, we are from Ibibio, we are from this. People have lost the value as to what made them who they are. You are not a Hausa person. You are not a Yoruba person. The way Yorubas run their society by concentrating power in the hands of Oba or the Alafin of Oyo or the Oni of Ife is not how it's going to be with us. We claim we read the Bible, yet we take nothing away from the Bible. The children of God, the Israelites, left and God said, I am your God. You don't need any king. They said, no, you must give us king to be like other people. The same thing that Ojus Okalo brought, autonomous community, dividing everywhere into pieces in Abia State. Has things improved? The answer is no. Because we are a different people. We don't govern the way other people govern themselves because we are the children of God. We govern by collegiate council of elders is in the Bible. Let your elders decide. That is what the Bible says. You cannot corrupt all our elders at the same time. If the leadership of Masob can go and submit to the rulership of the Council of Elders, we can understand. If power in MASOP rests in more than one or two or three persons, we can understand. Here we always mention that the power to run Radio Biafra rests not with me, the host and director, fortunately, but it rests with the board, the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We are having a meeting on Sunday and we take decisions as to what is going to happen in time to come. It does not rest with one person. That is who we are as a people. We did our research and went back to the ways of our ancestors, because therein lies the path not only to salvation, but the path to righteousness. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to Barrister Mamezu, who is ever is a very good company, I must say. Barrister, are you still there, please?
I'm still here, Director.
Please,
listening to your sermon.
Yes.
Is usually preached in a perfect perfection, if you like. You said it. We are freedom people, wherever we are. We don't believe in the Alasa of Ife or the Ife of Oyo or the Oyo of Ife. Neither do we believe in the Sultan of Sokoto. They have their religion, they have their own traditional way of doing things. Sometimes I cry because of what the British did to us. They deliberately put us...
Destroyed us.
Sorry?
They destroyed us.
They deliberately destroyed us because they know they cannot match the Igbos. They cannot match the Biafrans. The best way is to put us with the cattle rearers. Since we have intelligence, let's do those who are rearing cattle to rule you. Director, this is an abomination.
It is
a big shame.
It is
a big shame. I was talking to you the other day. What gives you the bottle to soldier on? You said to me, when you look at the cattle rearer and then remember how your people are being killed.
Yes.
You soldier on. Director, I went to bed and thought of it. I said, this is it. We have to fight on.
We are fighting.
We have to fight on until this war is over.
Yes.
It's a war of attrition. It's a war of oppression.
Yes.
It's a war of destruction.
Exactly.
But, Director, we can never be destroyed.
At all.
You know, when I did chemistry, you know, of course, I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
They say an atom is an element chemically combined together, and this atom cannot be divided to
it's irreducible.
Let me leave the rest for you, Doctor.
It is irreducible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It is irreducible. It is organic. You cannot reduce it any further. That is who we are as the Igbo people. We have somebody on the line. You've been waiting very patiently. We do apologize for the wait. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia, USA. Do we have the caller on the line? Yes, Gus, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ben. I'm calling from Sweden.
You're calling from where?
I just want to connect on two things here.
Where are you calling from?
I just want to ask a question. This OIA that people are talking about now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Talk to us through your Skype, not through your radio. Can you already agree and talk to us through Skype, please? Only Skype, not
my
your radio.
My radio is not on. My radio is not on.
Go ahead.
My radio is not on. My radio is off.
Go ahead.
I'm off my radio. I'm on Skype. So, as I have two things to ask here, the go first ahead. One I want to ask is that about this OIA that the man called from Nigeria or from
AIYO,
saying that is what must have come to attack the camp.
They didn't say the Masop killed them, not come to attack.
Come to kill them. It's not the same, this association that go to Nigerian police and say that Masop lied, that the people that they came in Zulu River is not the member of Masop. And
no,
Masop lied.
No, it is not. It is not the same group. No, it is not.
It's not the same group.
It's not.
Okay.
It can never be Bishop Okeke. It's impossible. Bishop Okeke is a man of God. It's never. It cannot be done. Not possible.
If you can remember, there's a time we talk it here in the program that some group went to do.
It's another group, not this very one. And it was, you know, those same people was Rike sent them. He formed another group to say, because because if you remember, all of us were discussing on Radio Biafra that those are MASOP members. Uchenna Madu gave a testimony to the Senate committee sitting in Awka
mentioning the names of the people that died and saying these are our members. But because he had gone and taken money from Peter Obi, he cannot come out to speak and say these are my members, because any day he says these are my members, the deal between him and Peter Obi will be revealed. So he doesn't want to say anything. So he sponsored another group to go and say, oh, those are not MASOP members. So that will then remove him from the blame of us asking him, if they are MASOP members, how come you are not campaigning for them? He's a very wise man. He knows what he's doing, playing with us. He put the na pepandi, Yoruba na pepandi, Hausa, oh, this and that, they are this, they are that. Ask him for proof. He will not show you. Ask him for proof. All the allegations he's making, he cannot substantiate one. Good Lord Jonathan has given him infinite amount of money. He has oil block. He has money to go and hire thugs all over the place. If the thugs dry out in Igbo land, he'll go and hire thugs from Yoruba land to come and fight for him in Igbo land, because he has the backing of Good Lord Jonathan. That's why he's doing what he's doing.
Okay, because I was a little bit confused when the man called.
It's not the same.
I remember the last program.
The other thing
I want to comment on is like the guy that called from Philippians and say he knows something about Wipo and other things. If you know something about Wipo, you don't need to broadcast it in the air. You need to write to people, private mail, and you can discuss with him, not sitting on the air. It doesn't matter. We don't need that kind of. Now, when the time comes, we use it and they will know that we have it.
Of course.
But not play for war.
You have to
talk to our people that if anybody has no technology that is going to air, whether in broadcasting or in anything at all, you have to provide
the caller on the phone. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, stay where you are.
So you have to write direct mail to the board of members. Then they can contact him and they'll discuss on it. If you need any help, they can help him. If you need any other idea, they can help you also. And this is about myself. Every day, it will take more time on the program. I don't like it. I personally don't like it.
Let me ask you a question. People say that all the time. I don't like it. Let's move on. If your brother was to be killed, or your sister, or your mother, or your father killed by MASOP tomorrow, and we don't discuss it, will you be happy?
No, I will not be happy.
Do you know what it means? I'll ask you another question. Do you know what it means to be an Igbo person?
Yeah, I was born and brought up in Igbo land.
Being born and brought up doesn't mean you know what it means to be an Igbo person. If you know what it means to be an Igbo person, Iga man here one soil and orchard. It's not because these days we kill each other anyhow. In Igbo land, you don't kill somebody. You do not try it.
You happen to agree. When you kill somebody, you have to boss out. Maybe you go.
Why people saying don't? Can you join now, Moba? Don't discuss it. I will not go to discuss. So if we don't, then what are we going to discuss?
What I'm saying that if you want to discuss about myself, because like me, as I said, I was member of myself when I was in Nigeria. We do our meeting in at Lagos Island in Barugu. Like it, they know, you know. But when I see that. There's no truth there. I went out. If you continue telling that everybody in Masob is bad people, some people will feel that you're attacking them. Even if they want to come out, they will not come out. Definitely, when we want this transmitter and start broadcasting on radio, most of them will hear the news and know the right thing to follow. They will come out peacefully without no fight. When Lafayette say that there's nobody on his back, he will find his way.
That is true.
That's how it just works.
Stay where you are. I like your contribution, Rebbe. No, don't get away. Stay where. I like what you're saying. I like it very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chimezie, and I'm calling from Norway. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Yes. Good afternoon from here, Chimezie. Who are you again?
My name is Anuebu.
Go ahead.
I just want to, tell you that, Nandi, I think we have to be careful about this MASOP issue, because this, what you're doing is beyond MASOP, is beyond any, section of any or anybody who is fighting, who is doing this battle. So you have to be very, very careful not to join issues, because you have to be the one who unites people, There have been a lot of fight on Facebook, there have been, don't discuss this matter. Let the people decide themselves. Don't allow yourself. You know, I'm beginning to see maybe you are worked up, maybe it's understandable you work so hard, but please, my brother, let people decide this issue.
Thank you. I like what you're saying.
Let our people decide this, and don't get... This is the program that everybody listens to, every Biafran listens to, and we're tired about this mass of thing. You know, it is important. You've given us the information. People know it. People are educated. They know the things you said. But when it comes, please dodge this. Let people decide. Make their own decisions about what to do.
Did you follow the issue of Nelson Mandela and South African freedom?
I did, my brother.
So how would you feel if the world said, newspapers in the world and media said, oh, forget this Mandela man, this issue is too much. Let us leave it. How would you have felt?
The thing is that, you know, remember that what you're doing is broadcasting. What you're doing is that you give people information, you allow them to make up their mind on what to do. You know, you're not coming here, you've seen a lot of people who have been following this radio program. They know the stand of Radio Biafra when it comes to that issue. But we don't have to overflow. There are a lot of issues at hand that you people are doing that are tackling.
My brother.
You've been overflowed. Everybody who wants to go issue, refer them to go and listen to previous broadcasts on this issue.
Don't allow yourself
to get emotional.
I will get emotional because people are dying. If people don't care about the death of other Igbo people, I care. If people don't care about using the name of Biafra to steal, like here, because 3.5 million people died. This attitude is the reason why we have kidnapping today. When it started, I said, oh, hapu ha, leave them. When cancer is growing, you cut it out. You don't take medication. You don't nurse it. You don't encourage it by your silence. You do not acquiesce to evil. You don't acquiesce to evil. The new Biafra we are building, in the new Biafra we are building, if you are the head of state or the prime minister, if you do anything bad, you go down for it, regardless of who you are. That we are starting that from now. Myself, when I'm the Kano, if I am found wanting on this seat, I want to be removed immediately. Not one day more. This is Biafra we are talking about. And 3.5 million people, we are talking about the children of God. We cannot tolerate any nonsense from anybody. Masop is unreconstructably corrupt. We can't have it.
That's true.
It's not possible. God wants purity. If you are not pure, you cannot get Biafra. Without purity, without righteousness, Biafra can never come. We don't do deal with wicked people. We don't do any deal with people who have compromised and killed our own people. I ne ba kware ndia wosa buranyi made ebilite na ebundu igbo ozo n'ime ala igbo. What nonsense is that? And ask him, happy for what? If they kill your child, will you be happy? Or kill your mother, will you be happy? Or your sister?
Of course.
Every Igbo person is my brother. If you don't feel it, I feel it myself. Every Igbo person killed, I don't like it. It's a humiliation to me. And we must stop it immediately. Immediately, without wasting time. We are talking about the promise of God to his people. We cannot condone evil. If people think we are building a new Biafra so we can tolerate nonsense, they are mad. It says, because the new Biafra is going to be clean. A testament to the presence of God on earth. Nothing can go wrong in it. I am grateful for your call and I've taken your advice. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name, please, and where you are? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nande.
Yes. Good evening.
Because Igbo kam na ekwu me na wari ye iri asamu bi doko lihun me ke lihun wa barista Imam Mezu ekwu loku say I have for here basa masop jota jujajuro say manda wafa zuru okichi onwe ha Yoruba zuru okichi onwe ha. Why can't they allow the Igbos to rule themselves? Let us answer this question. I have for myself and problem. I mean, Moko, that's another problem there. I don't even know my money. I go on myself. I do have only any blue any any. So because I got a hair by the Imam Mezuku and Dr. Egemba, I have myself entirely, completely, because there's many people that are very much interested of listening Radio Biafra on how we are going to move forward, on how we are going to achieve and to educate our people, our Biafran people who don't know or who is going astray at the part of Igbo culture. Let us educate them, even including my very self. I have to do it.
This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Nnamdi. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just called a few minutes ago. My name is Michael Ogomegunam James from Netherlands.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I called a few minutes ago. You see, there is one thing I want to let people know. At the course of my journey, my job here, I come across a man who flew the plane during the Biafran War.
Yes.
So, we were discussing, because he was so passionate about Nigeria, more than we Nigerians. He read Nigerian newspaper and think about Nigeria every day. So when I met this man asked me, let me tell you, the way they joined the Nigeria, outside the Igbos and the Yorubas, they don't supposed to live in one accord. They don't supposed to live because they have their own cultures. This is a white man in this country I reside. And he made mention one thing that shocked me. He said that the British people did not want another Japan to exist in Nigeria, meaning the Igbos. He saw that the Igbos are another Japan, that they don't want to tolerate it again. You know, though I went back and I started looking at this man. The man told me a lot about Biafran War. He told me a lot about Ojukwu, about Gowon, about Donjuma. In fact, I started looking. I was watching the man. He sat me down with a cup of coffee and we were talking for more than 3 hours. He was telling everything that we are doing, anything that's going on in Nigeria, he knows about it. So, my dear, what I want to say is this. This is a constructive handwork of the British people, that the Biafran will never go alone, that they will remain where they will be punished. But God in heaven will bear us witness that we have labored, we have fought, we have achieved what supposed to be achieved by any nation, by any tribes in Nigeria, yet we are not developed. There's no federal project in anywhere in Igbo land. There is no good road in Igbo land. There is no pipeline water in Igbo land. There is no international airport in Igbo land. There is no any seaport in Igbo land. How can you develop when there is no seaport? How can you develop when there is no international airport? How can you develop when there is no good road in Igbo land? This is exactly what these people did in order to suffer Igbo man. Let me give you an example. The Lagos War is congested. Can't they build another seaport in Warri? Is it not supposed to be done? But see, today there is no seaport apart from that one. If it is, look at even the refineries. Do you know this white man says something? Are you hearing me?
The world is hearing, not just me. Everybody in the world is listening to you.
Do you know what this man said? This man said, look at where they tap the oil from. And look at where the refinery is. He says, is it not a waste of resources? My dear?
It's terrible.
You see,
it's terrible.
I've gone around. I've stepped into a houses in this country that many of them worked in Shell. But when we begin to discuss, tears roll down to my eyes because for a white, it cannot be done in a white man land that an oil is being tapped in my own backyard, and they went back to how many miles away
to go and sink the refinery.
To go and build refinery.
Jim is here.
Just to show you.
I want to tell you know how many
people that refinery could give to have even afford to feed them and their family if that is built in Bayelsa State or in Enugu State or in Kalama or even in the same backyard. But look at the way it traveled. It cut across my local government area where the oil plant is being built.
Yes. It's not just a humiliation. I will tell you what is happening. I don't know if I read economics. I don't know if you did. I started reading economics from the thing from our class 3 at Government College Omaha. That's when they introduced the economics. Do you know that the first thing you learn in economics class anywhere on this planet is factors? Or after the definition of economics, the next one is factors of production. Do you know one of the cardinal rules in factors of, you know what it is? You cite an industry near to the source of raw material. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. It is there in one of the factors of production. There's four of them. The availability of labor, the availability of the nearness to source of raw materials, and entrepreneur and accessibility to the market. These are, thank God I can still remember it. These are the four principles of factors of production. How can you be getting oil from Biafra land, you go 500 miles away, 800 miles away, and you go and sink refinery? It's not even good enough. You close it down. Now you go to Equatorial Guinea and import refined fuel. I don't know. It sends me mad. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. Very good point made. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Ezen Jok. I'm calling from Dallas.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to ask a question regarding to during the Nigeria aggression to Biafra during the Civil War. There are some countries that recognize Biafra. I want to ask, does that recognition still exist today or was it revoked after the Civil War?
It was not revoked. It's still existing. It is still existing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is still existing. Yes, my brother, you're still on Skype, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just, as I said, on this transmitter is the problem that we have. When you mount the transmitter in Biafra land and other West African countries, and people start listening to it, it really cannot make a forest. When someone hear what Wazike is doing, the leader of myself, either they do vote and remove him, or many people will start going out like the way we go out of from them, and then he remains alone. And when he sees that he's alone, he cannot do anything that pack his luggage and travel out of abroad with the money that he has already made, or find another way to go. Just like killing people, most part of the village in the Igbo land, when he kills somebody by mistake, you have to also, some people it's 5 years, some people it's 7 years, like from my village, from Mako, Enugu State, or whatever government. When you kill somebody by mistake, you have to leave the town for complete 5 years before you can come back to the town.
If it's a manslaughter, not murder, it's manslaughter.
By mistake. I said, when you kill somebody by mistake, you have to go out of that. They will banish you from the, they don't need to tell you, they already know. Then you have to pack your load and go out to 5 years before you can come back to that 5 or 7 years before you come back to that town. So that is it. Nobody support someone to kill somebody because our life is very important to everybody. You understand? We value our life as a woman, whether you have job now or you don't have job. We value our life. We're not an outside man or flying man that don't value their life. They sleep anywhere they see. Any woman have plan for tomorrow, even if you don't have today, you know that tomorrow will be better. And you always further ahead to make something in his life. So please let us know how we talk about this because I know he will go when the time comes. We don't need to worry ourselves, use our energy to fight here. The war, the fight that we know that is already, is, there's no fight there. You understand? When you commit any crime, we just send it over here, we go on. We can't hide away from any of his crime or anything. We have to see it. So that people will know, that people will know that we have already said it, and people will hear from it. That is all. Saying that he must go or he must not go, we don't need to force him to go. He will go when the time comes. For the man this time, Mr. I bet you within 3 or 4 months, things will change. Maybe we'll go away from him. Since the new organization will be honest and the truth, and will not compromise with all these politicians that are about to start their campaign by soon. So if they know what they come out from Masop to do, let us stand on that. But you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. Of course I do.
They let the call now and say something. If they can stand as believe moral initiative, stand and be upright, and you let the radio stand and always say that if they take bribe, then we should sack them or we should kill them. If the man can stand that way and continue saying that and be open to his, you know, to his member and take order from the council of elders, then we can work with him. There's no problem. The people that come out from myself, the foot soldier, they say, that come out from myself, we join him. That's all.
Okay, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are coming to you live and direct from a place called Bristol in Virginia, in the western reaches of in the eastern part of the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are here today. We've overrun slightly, but the calls are coming in and we're going to continue. We will continue at least for the next half an hour. Do we have Dr. Gemba on the line?
Yes, you do. I want to concur with what the last caller said. Obviously, what Masob, more especially the leadership, is doing there, are trying to, it's just like, you know, when Idemri, a flood, is carrying someone, and wherever you see, whatever you see, you try to clinch your hand thereon. That's exactly what is happening. And most importantly, we have the Council of Elders, who is now responsible for the government of the Biafran people. So, time will come. In fact, it was Barrister Mecca who drew my attention to the address made by the deputy leader, Dr. Ike Dife, to our Biafran people, that we need to submit. Any pro-Biafran group that don't submit to the authority of the indigenous people of Biafra, headed by the Council of Elders, the person or the group, they are on their own. So this is the time we have to test our loyalty. This is the time we need to test our discipline as a people. Just as you said it before, Masop members, we have been trying to extricate you people, to separate you from your leadership. Now it is up to you also to to extricate yourself as well. You are, if not, the dirty oil that is being with which the leadership is being dented will also affect you. The more you stay, the more you stay put with them. That means there is something inherently wrong either with yourself, that you see what is wrong and you are still following it, and a light has been shown to you. The Human Rights Initiative is there, and other organizations you can belong to continue your passion, your support for the restoration of restoration of Biafra. But if you continue to cling with Masop under the leadership of Wazirike, whatever that will befall the leadership, you will also be part of it. We have tried to tell the whole world and letting you know that there are a lot of people within Masop that are interested in the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. And let me make this point clear here, Nnamdi. Why it pains me a lot is this. Because of what Masop did, a lot of people are becoming 3, 4, 10 times more skeptical. They are less receptive of what we are doing. But gradually, when our transmitter will hit home, when we will start to broadcast and tell our people the difference between Paul and Barnabas, then they will now be able to say, people do call me. Some people say, don't tell me about Biafra. My father was duped. Their father was duped. My relation was duped. They did this. They did that. My sub is 419. Well, if you want to be associated with a 419 organization, good luck to you. You have an alternative. If you don't have alternative, that will be a different matter. But now that you have alternative, you have been presented not just an alternative, a well-structured, legalized, properly led organization. You don't have anything else to fear. So my people out there, those who are still clinging together, it is now time for you to shine your eyes, do the right thing, and support, not only support Radio Biafra, but it belongs to an organization you know that will protect you, that has got the structure, the leadership, yes, to protect you when the time comes.
Thank you
That's
much.
What I'm going to add.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Namdi. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening.
Ndewo.
My name is Namdi Fadas. I'm calling from Malaysia. I want to contribute in this Governor Mechi issue, welcoming the lieutenant governors.
Yes.
So, you see, what happened in this issue calls for such history. Amechi should be very, very careful because this is what they did to Chief Akintole. Not only using to enter the north, because if I really knew how personal it is to be. But I don't know why our people don't want to learn even at this stage. Even before the Nigeria was even formed, the north themselves, they call us, they may be very clear to all that we southern people are swamping into their region daily in a large number according to that. They don't want us. They don't welcome us in the north. So what they did, they planned everything and used Akintola to enter the Western region. Then Akintola fell and allowed them to use him to come in. When they come in, then the armies intervened to save Nigeria. This man, he always called his name Gowon. That man, not today he start to carry evil. I'm telling you truly, if I have money, if I get money, I personally will handle Gowon. I personally will take him to what court? Not really, therefore, not believe, not to me. I will take him to court. He now starts everything. So my own advice, if you call and make it, give him a child warning. Please block the disease from this report. They are coming again. Not if they limit, they must be breach of constitution in River State House of Assembly. And the second word is that now at land. Nigeria must have rule, whether I like it or not.
Thank you very much.
Because if they not will not rule, everything can happen because they have not forgot what their father told them about the police. He said it is for them. We are their willing to. They don't even have this thing for this is what happened in Southern Korea, the first civil war, because alliance. So people don't even remember that talking war was one little issue, the primary issue to go to handle. When we are slaves in Iran. Let us get ready now because the war is not at hand. It is inevitable, it can never change. Nobody can stop it. And I trust that because it won't allow them to use Amechi as they did in the time of Akintola to enter the south. So this is not time to play or saying this everybody, if you know this man is wrong, you know for him and give him advice. That's my contribution. No, thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. That was our dear brother. Let's see if there's anyone else on Skype. Is the caller on Skype? Are you still there? Hello, do we have somebody on Skype? No, we don't. Let us go and see. Barrister Mambezi, are you there? Barrister Mambezi, are you there? No.
Peter.
Yeah, good, good. Good, barrister. I was talking without depressing one of the consuls to be able to allow you to feed to us live. Please, we are bringing the program to an end. Can you conclude for us, please? Can you summarize the program for us so we can bring it to an end?
Yes, Director, as I posed a few questions earlier, which nobody came back to me, why the Yorubas and the Hausas cannot be on their own and rule themselves and their own country, and why they shouldn't let us be. Well, tomorrow is another day, and we hope, I in particular hope, I'll get some questions to I'll get some answers to my questions. But in all, Director, the quest for our freedom will continue. It will continue tomorrow, next tomorrow, and the day after, until one day we realize where we are going. I realize, definitely we will.
Thank you.
I thank all Biafrans and those who hosted you in Canada, and those who hosted you before in America, and still hosting you now. Tomorrow we'll rejoin. I thank everybody for listening, and those who made their own contributions. God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, that was the voice of Barrister Mamezu concluding for us from London. This is Radio Biafra. We have brought you this segment of our program today from Bristol in Virginia in the Eastern United States. I've been joined today by our dear sister Chidera Akabo. Please say goodbye to them until they join us again in the next few hours.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening to this broadcast. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm asking you to rejoin us in about 3 hours for the second segment. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Namde Kanu. We are hoping you'll be able to rejoin us in about 2 hours and 48 minutes time, which is 12 midnight in London, 12 midnight in Biafra land, and 7 here, isn't it?
Yes.
And 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia. Thank you very much, wherever you are, and God bless you. Please do not forget to tell your friends about what is going to come later and for them to join us. It's been a pleasure having you. Take care now, and God bless.
Triumphant from all our foes.